So we were just saying about
the stop.
The stopping, and that what you got me to do was very subtle. It felt like you were forcing a position in a way. But what you were trying to illustrate, and it came across very, very well, was that when I stopped, the Delphi's stopping was instantaneous, and almost as if there was a connection, like somehow. I don't know how we did it that instantaneously. Yeah. Was that what you were about to explain?
It's not what we train a dog to do, or not what every dog would do, but some get this amazing connection.
Yes.
I can imagine that I want to stop.
Yeah.
And within a pace, he'll stop.
Yeah.
I don't do anything on the handle, don't say anything.
Yeah, yeah.
If I feel, for instance, if I got, I don't know, a stomach cramp.
Yeah.
Even if I didn't do anything, he would be instantly aware of that. And usually he'll look around and say, "You're right, Dad," and slow right down.
Have you researched all this sort of stuff? Or is it just anecdotal? I mean, is it stuff that... Are you guys interested? You must...
Oh, yes, yeah.
It must inform your
What we have to be careful about, though, is that if we... It's easy to imagine too much.
Yeah.
So I go on what's been proven to me, what I found.
Yeah.
And just like with people, you know, if you've got a partner that you're very, very close to, you know when something's wrong.
Yeah, you do.
Even if they say, "No, I'm fine."
Yeah.
But you actually really know. No, stay. Stay. Good boy. It's just a dog coming to see.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm just moving Delphi back.
Yeah, I know.
He actually doesn't like other dogs coming up when he's working because he's wanting to look after us.
Yeah, yeah, I can see that because he's done his head's round to the side.
Yeah, so he's just keeping an eye out. Yeah, you go away from me, I'm busy.
Good boy.
So what we're going to do now is the reception area, the door to reception area is near enough ahead of you.
Okay.
We're facing at a slight angle, but it's sort of 1 o'clock.
Yeah.
Instead of swinging right again into reception, we're going to go straight ahead, past some lifts, and then find some steps down.
Okay.
Now, he knows roughly where the steps are, but he can't see them at the moment.
Right.
So what we'll do is we'll tell him straight to the steps, and let's see what happens.
Okay. Shall I do that? Mm-hmm. Right. Straight to the steps. Straight to the steps. Right. Good boy.
That's it. Now we'll leave it to him.
Yep.
Remember that he's experienced, so we can do this earlier than we would with a younger dog.
Okay.
He's just hesitating and saying, "Are you sure you want the steps and not reception?"
Right.
So he's looked across the reception.
Yes.
And he'll say, "Not today. Come on,
where's the steps? Where's the steps?
Let's go."
Good boy.
Good boy. And he's wagging his tail. He's saying, "Yeah, fair enough. That's all right."
But he's still...
What he wants is he's saying, "Actually, I want to go out. I want to go to that grass."
Okay.
We're going to say, "Well, for now. You can hold it a bit, son."
Yeah,
come on,
forward boy.
Straight on. There's a good
Find the steps, good boy.
Let's go.
And you've developed a very normal conversation with him. You did a smile there. And
I prefer doing that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I much prefer doing that because then there's no pressure on him.
Yes.
And I've sort of tried to train him in that way that says...
Because I'd want to be like that. I don't want to go... I mean, I know you do have to use different inflections, but
you
have a very... You kind of do what I think I would like to do. I want to be talking to him like my mate, almost.
Exactly that. Yeah, I always have, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, obviously, specifically, I've had to teach him certain things.
Yes.
There's ways of doing it.
Yes.
You can say, "Come on, son, find the door."
Yeah.
And he says, "Oh, that's lovely."
Yeah.
Or I can make him, "Go on, find the door."
Yeah, yeah.
It's just my style.
I like it. I really like that.
So remember when I said that if you didn't know the steps were there, he would stop?
Yes.
Well, just for safety's sake, I've put myself on
the first step down. Yeah.
But he stopped you, about 4 foot away from the edge of the steps.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you were on your own, you would check forward with your right foot, just have a, right, there's nothing there.
Nothing there.
So we say, "Come on, son, straight on. Good lad." And he's moved up a bit closer.
Wow,
his feet are right on the edge of the steps.
Now I'm going to explore.
Yeah.
Is that the right thing to do?
Yeah, up to a point, but you never explore too far ahead of him, obviously.
No, but...
I like to just have a little touch forward.
Yeah.
If it's not there, then he can move up a bit.
Yep.
So you haven't found it.
No.
So we'll say, "Come on, son, right up." And there's an inch movement.
Wow.
Now check.
Yes, yeah, yeah.
You've got it. And also, he's found the rail.
Because his head's looking towards
the
rail.
Yes, he's angled across.
So that's telling me that I need... Yeah, yeah.
Now, if you'd have walked forward the way he's facing, you wouldn't have been able to get to the step before you touch the rail.
No.
And he knows that, so he's blocking you.
Yes.
And so what we'll do is if you just keep your hand on that rail, that tells him you're happy that it steps.
Yeah.
Also, he wants you to put your right foot down first.
Okay, so I'd have to realign myself. So he's waiting for me to realign.
Yeah.
But at this point, I'm almost in front of him.
Well, yeah, but he knows that you've found that step.
So, yeah.
So if you step down onto it, that's like a fail-safe that we've shown him.
Yes.
And that says he shouldn't go down steps
unless you've got your right foot down.
Right. Now,
because you could have missed the rail and thought this was a single step down.
Absolutely, yeah, yeah.
So if you'd have stayed back up there and said straight on,
yeah.
he would have waited there forever.
Yes.
And just giving you funny looks.
That's what you do.
Yeah. So we'll say straight on and he'll go ahead of you.
Oh boy.
Now the handle is probably slightly short for
That's
you.
That's okay, yeah, yeah.
So it might be uncomfortable, but there we go. We get to the bottom.
Right, yeah.
And he carries on, he turns you to the next flight. And already your hand is on the rail.
Yeah.
He's seen that.
Oh, has he? Okay.
Yeah. We'll get him a bit closer. Come on, yeah. son, right up. Delf, come on. That's a good man.
Good boy.
There we are.
Okay.
So, yeah. again, your right foot can
okay.
go down.
Yeah.
Now, there would be sort of commands and things like that.
Because at this point, I'd be ready to tell him to.
Yeah, well, you can,
because
but once your foot's down.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah. But that tells you also how deep that first step is.
Yes, yes, true, true.
So
now, that's a very
you're doing,
good point.
You know, because you do that check with
yeah,
your cane
yeah,
anyway,
yeah. No,
wouldn't you?
No, absolutely. And again, that's where I'm. Learning to be, not to be reliant on my cane techniques.
Come on, son. So again, he's found you on
yeah.
the rail.
Yeah.
He wants your right foot down.
Yeah.
And then you say straight on.
Straight on.
Now, because you're pretty fluent with him,
yeah.
your mobility style with him will be fluent.
Yeah.
If you were, you know, very much under pressure and you
yeah.
actually felt, I only want to go two paces and then stop and
yeah.
check,
yeah.
then that's the style you develop.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So in here, I don't know what you can see, but to me, that it's probably horrible lighting.
Yeah, yeah, it's not good.
The ceiling is
It's
peppered.
The chandelier thing.
Yeah.
It's like a chandelier effect. There's
yeah.
lots and lots of lights
yeah.
that are just
it's
confusing
spot,
me. Spotlights,
spotlights
yeah.
peppered in
yeah.
the ceiling. And they are quite. There's quite a starburst on
yes.
them.
Yes, yeah, 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 that's a good description.
So in terms of finding where you want to go, if
yeah.
this were a meeting hall and you just
yeah.
wanted a quiet
yeah.
table on your own,
yeah.
Then we would just say, find the seat. So
okay.
come on, son, where's the seat?
Find the seat. Oh,
find it.
Good.
Then you choose one. Actually, he's chosen one out of the middle, but now he said, no, this is a bit stupid. He's now found one to the table. And he's actually, he's trying to find me one. So if you ask
Oh, okay.
It, yeah.
okay.
So
find a table.
Find
a seat, sorry.
Find a seat. Look, what's this?
Find a seat, Delphi.
Good. And what he's done is he's faced us both to the
yeah.
back of the seat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Now, that's one thing that Delphi is actually quite rotten at, is finding seats. He tends to go up to it and say, well, it's over there, yeah, which isn't much use. But because I know him, invariably, if the seat's on the left, he'll put his left shoulder to it.
Okay.
So I know where it is in relation
okay.
to him. But if anyone doesn't know him, they
yeah.
they look at him and think, well, he hasn't really found that at all. But he, you know, he's found it in his way.
Yeah, yeah.
So if you want to take a seat...
Yeah. So...
Yeah.
With...
And what
okay.
you can do is gently
we...
lower that hand
oh,
on
okay.
his back.
Yeah.
Now, you'd also have a lead here, but that's okay. So
okay.
if you sit yourself down, and let's see what he does naturally. so he's come back into
yes.
it,
yeah.
and he's
Hello.
There, he's looking at
Good
you,
boy.
He's making sure that you're okay.
Good
now,
boy.
He's put his back to you,
right?
Or side to you,
yes,
so
yes.
you can stroke him.
Yeah, yeah.
I'm going to take his harness off,
Good
because that's
boy.
What we should always do.
Good boy.
Right, and now just totally ignore him. Take
yeah.
a hand off him and let's see what he wants to do. Still to
your
right side.
Yeah.
He's
kind of put his
yeah,
head
and
on
then
the floor.
He's sitting.
Yeah.
But he's leant into you.
Yeah.
So already he's given himself to you.
Yes, yeah. Yeah.
And that's why this guy is special.
He just incredible.
It's beautiful, isn't it?
Yeah, yeah.
And now he wants a cuddle, so
yeah.
good lad,
boy.
Aren't you? Hey,
good
is that
boy.
Nice?
Good boy. It's amazing how already he's like he's my mate. He's
yes.
like, and I feel almost like guilty because he's kind of, you know, your dog, but he's kind of going, all right, dude. And then before when we started this, he was like. Could give less, you know. He didn't.
No.
He wasn't being nasty.
No, no. He just.
But he certainly wasn't. I wasn't on his radar.
No, it's
at
of,
all.
Yeah.
And now he's been licking me, and he
yeah.
give me a little, you know.
And, that, and this is why he does the job because
yeah.
he loves people, but
yeah.
he also loves to help people. So
yeah, yeah.
If you'd have been very, very vulnerable, and we know that obviously a lot of people are.
Yes.
He would have given you even more attention instantly.
Yeah, because yeah,
he
sort of knows.
So with the kiddies, he can recognise someone vulnerable within a group.
Yeah, yeah.
And often he'll go pottering off, and I'll say to the teacher, you know, oh, he's gone off to say hello to someone. You know, and yeah, that kiddie's going through a bad time. Or
and they'll know. The
and
teacher
just,
will
yeah,
have the pre-knowledge
yeah,
that you didn't have. That,
exactly.
That
but he'll go off
have.
And find him
yeah,
and sit with him
yeah.
and put his head on their lap and say, it's all right, you've got me now.
Oh,
and it's lovely.
Boy.
Yeah. You're a smashing
little boy.
Aren't you?
Good
there
boy.
You are.
Good boy.
So,
yeah.
okay,
yeah,
should we make
it.
Our way back up
yeah.
to reception?
Yeah.
So, this is for real, if you like.
Okay.
Because, you know, you've been sitting down, you've
yeah.
been doing whatever you wanted,
yeah.
and then it's time to get up. Well, as I say, you normally have a lead, but
yeah.
you haven't got that at the
yeah.
moment. I want you to stand up, take the harness, and sort of face it towards him, and then just say, put your head in, put your head in. Put your head in. Put his head in. That's it. you lower it down on his back, and then you've got a strap underneath his chest, just to do up behind his back legs, that's it. His front legs, rather. Not his back legs.
Yeah, I've got it. Oh, so, yeah, you've got one of the, it's like one of those rucksack kits.
Yes, exactly, yeah.
Which clips in nicely, we adjust it, and feeling bad, so I don't want to catch his hair in there.
No, it won't, because there's a bit of leather protecting that.
Oh, okay.
But, I always double check anyway.
Oh, boy.
And then you need him to your left side. So if you just move away from the chair.
Yeah.
And he's already put himself where you want him.
Yeah, he's put his bum on my kind of back leg almost.
Yeah,
he's
just
kind
to say,
of hindquarter.
The
yeah,
pick it up and
yes,
let's go.
Yeah, yeah.
So we're going to find the lift now.
Okay.
We may as well be lazy and go up. Really. But that's good experience because
yeah.
some people actually are pretty frightened. Well, as you know, okay. pretty frightened of lifts.
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah.
What I want him to do is first of all go and find you the rough location of
yeah.
it. If he will, and this is, you know, possible.
Subjective, yeah.
Yeah, because I want him to find the, you to find the button.
Okay.
He may be more inclined to let me find the button.
Okay.
I don't know.
Okay.
Once we go into the lift, as soon as it opens, he should go in.
Yeah.
Right in, making sure him and you are clear.
Yeah.
Swing round to the right and
yeah.
sit or stop. So
yes.
he's facing the doors out straight away.
Right.
Rather than you get in, face you in, and then find other people piling behind you and you can't get out.
Oh,
there,
okay. Yeah.
So
yes.
let's see what he does.
Okay.
Oh, he's also seen his girlfriend. One of the girls on stage, so he's probably going to get
a bit distracted.
Yeah. He'll say, forget this work. I want to say hello and chat
yeah.
But I'll see if I can keep him
okay.
Keep him focused. Come on, son. What I'm going to tell him is not today.
Okay.
Not today. No. Straight on. See you later. He's gone past. He just turned a little bit and
yeah.
smiled, you know.
Yeah, yeah. I was giving him the wink.
He's dead cool.
Yeah, he's cool. Good boy.
So he's going through past the
yeah,
he just
moved me around a chair, didn't he? There was something sticking out there. Yeah, good boy.
Ignoring the sandwiches on the right.
Yes.
Where's the lift?
Find the lift. Find the lift.
Where is it? His tail's going. He likes to find
stuff,
as Delph.
Oh, right. Good.
And if you notice, he's got his nose absolutely in line with the crack
yes,
of the door.
Yeah.
So we don't really need him to find it, but let's have a look. Delph, where's the button? Look, what's this? Where's the button? I'm having to help slightly because he wants to find it for me, not you. But what he would do, I'll show you, is come on, son.
Shall we?
Yeah, just follow him. Delph, where's the button? Look, what's this? Oh, actually, sorry, he's skipped around here because my foot touched his and he was trying to get out of the way.
Okay.
So if we drop the handle, I'm going to bring him back again.
Okay.
Delph, come here. Wake up. Does that make you jump or did it tickle your foot? There's a good lad. So he's put himself back in the position.
Yeah. Am I picking up the harness
yeah.
again? Yeah.
And this time I'll help him to the button.
Okay.
Look, what's this? Look right up. Where's this button? And he's sort of facing you to it.
Yes, yeah,
but
yeah.
because I'm near the lift itself, he doesn't want me to go any further forward or I'll bump.
Okay.
But if you were on your own, he
yeah.
would inch you up and
yes.
just put your hand out and there would be the button.
Okay.
So
yeah,
see
yeah.
what he does. I've pressed the button, so now chances are he'll start to inch across to the left.
Yes, he has done.
That's what
yeah.
There's your entrance.
Oh, good boy.
As he goes in, he'll swing you to the right. There we go. Good lad.
Oh,
and
yeah.
then he'll stop.
Yes, yeah, he did. So
yeah.
almost like a half circle there.
Yes,
complete,
exactly.
So then
one you're
outer.
Not going to get
good
caught.
Good boy.
You're not going to get caught with other people coming
yeah,
behind
yeah,
you.
Yeah, yeah.
Good boy. You're clever, aren't you?
He really
this?
Is, yeah.
And then he's waiting now to get out.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He won't usually wait for your command. He'll
no.
just go out.
Yeah.
Straight on.
Good boy.
And then we're into reception.
Yeah.
And now we've given him his head, and he said, look, I told you I wanted to wait. So he's heading out for outside.
Oh, fair
now.
Enough, yeah.
But this is where we want to go anyway,
so
we'll
do
that,
shall we, yeah.
Now, he's stopped here, hasn't he?
Yes, because there's a big crowd.
Yeah,
I think.
Big crowd. Someone's coming towards you. And also, what he'll often do is come out of a lift or go into a new environment and, no, stay.
Stay, boo.
Stay. And he'll stop.
Mm.
And it's to allow you
allow
to get
me
your
to
bearings.
Listen and
yeah,
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 which is what I do anyway
yeah,
with McCain.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
He tends to, he's learned that naturally, so I
yeah.
let him do that.
Yes, yes.
Come on, son, off we go.
Good
so
boy.
So we go into reception proper.
He's kind of getting used to my walking
he is.
As well.
Yeah,
we're
he
picking
is.
Up a little bit. Good boy.
And now he's hesitating because he's looking across to the right. Now I suspect that's where you should be.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Oh, I stand.
Yeah.
I don't know if we're there. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And he's looking there, so possibly your scent is there, and he's registering.
Oh my gosh,
it's
really?
Quite possible, yeah.
Yeah. That
come on,
makes
son,
sense.
In you come. In you come. Yeah.
It's me, Paul.
There we are.
He's
hello.
Attracted to me.
Yeah, it's you. It's yours. Good boy.
See? In fact, he's, well, if you check behind you,
yeah,
that's the only seat.
Oh
available.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
And he's sort of spun you around, and almost, I reckon, he would have began to reverse you to it. But,
wow.
You know, he was certainly there, and he wanted you here rather than anywhere else.
I thought he'd spun around so that I was, I thought there was like, you know, a preferred, when you're speaking to people, like a preferred general way that you would face. So rather,
no, he ten. I don't think he registers that.
I was going to say,
but it's not anything that you couldn't teach him.
No.
But generally speaking, he'll get his direction from you in terms of what you feel comfortable with. So if you face someone and you feel comfortable, he'll match that position.
Okay.
And then he might anticipate it later. But that's really advanced stuff.
But that goes back to the... Okay, so the former, though, what you were saying there is about me trusting... Because I didn't know... I wasn't sure why he turned round.
Absolutely.
But actually, it was to back me towards the seat, wasn't it?
You turned him... You turned round with him without...
Yes, yeah, of course, yeah.
So already, not only has he given himself to you, you're starting to give
yourself... I am.
What about, if you'd have done that with your cane, all of what we've done, how would you be feeling now?
I would be feeling a bit stressy because I'd have been thinking, where the hell is my stand? And I'd have felt very lucky to have to have found anywhere sort of that I wanted to actually be. I'd be guessing a lot, basically.
So how do you feel now?
I do feel relaxed. Yeah. I mean, I think I really do. It's... I think it's not one thing in particular that I feel very, very sort of moved about in one sense. It's that, it's that actual whole experience.
It is, isn't it? Yeah.
It's the fact that he innately was doing things for me. Mm. So just that very act then. Where, given that I've only found a chair with him once upstairs, he already knew
that you were.
That I was thinking, oh, he might want a chair.
That's where the assumptions come in, or the his initiative comes in, and as much as he can think for himself. I know traditionally, you know, donkeys years ago, we always said, well, you can only teach a dog a few commands. Well, I mean, he, you know, I chat to him.
Yeah, of course.
I could say, no, even no. If I said, fine, you know, let's go and find Jackie, he would take me back to our stand. And that's exactly what we're going to do.
Yes.
But I want you to do this on your own.
Okay.
Because that would be a really good one. But let's get you into an area where it's easy and safe. He's being sniffed at by a couple of dogs here. They're all coming through.
Yeah.
And like I said before, he wants to say hello to them, but he also wants to say, hey, hang on, I'm looking after my dad. So he doesn't really want them snuffling in.
No.
So we're going to say find left. That'll take us back inside again.
Find left. Find left, Elf. Find left.
He's sort of hesitating. He said, I thought we were going out.
No, not yet. Soon.
Come on, mate.
To go. Good boy.
So he goes past the dog that sniffed him.
Leave it.
That's it. He moved his
good boy. Away, good boy. Yeah.
And he stops because people are coming good through boy. The door.
Yeah. Forward.
And then he carries on. Now, starting to become more fluent now, isn't it?
Did I need to tell him? I did say forward.
No,
but
it's fine.
Yeah, that's what I thought, yeah.
Right, we're going to ask him to sit here.
Sit. Sit down.
Now, bear in good mind boy. That when he sits, his tail is going to be on the floor.
Yes.
So you just have to be aware of
that. Yeah.
Right,
yeah.
What I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead.
Yeah.
And you're going to find me.
Okay.
Now, first thing is that we're facing roughly down an alleyway that you know, takes us to those doors with the hard floor.
Yeah.
In fact, they're at 11 o'clock from here.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're going to go through those doors.
Yeah.
He may or may not stop at the carpet. It's up to him as to whether he feels that you need it.
Yeah.
If you need it, then you can stop him, you know, if he tries to go over.
Okay.
If you're happy with him carrying on, then we'll carry on.
Yeah.
And then once you're through the doors, ask him to find left.
Okay.
But you're going to do it on your own.
Okay.
What I want you to concentrate on, though, is going slowly. So really go at his speed, because he won't want to rush.
Yeah.
If he does want to rush, because I'm ahead, then it's up to you just to perhaps ease him back and hold him back.
Slowly. Yeah, yes.
But give me a couple of seconds. Okay. I'll get out of the way, and then you can just say straight on.
Okay. Good boy. Stay, baby. Stay.
Good boy.
It is very crowded, by
the way. Okay, that's fine. Good boy. Stay. Good boy. Good boy. We'll wait a bit longer. Stay, baby. Good boy. Okay. Okay. Good boy.
Okay. Find left, Alfie. Good boy. Easy, easy. Good boy. Delphi, wait. Easy. Find left. Good boy. Good boy.
Hello.
All right.
Fantastic.
Wow.
Well done.
That felt so easy.
So that was interesting because as you arrived at the door, I heard you say find left too early.
Yeah. Because before you went through the doors. And that's fine, because what he did then was he used his initiative and said, well, actually, I don't believe you, Dad. I'm going through the doors first. Just hang on. It's, you know, I'll take you. And that is great backup, because had you been with your cane,
you would have
turned left, and then you'd have had to get out of a situation. So you'd had to get out of that situation. Now, if you'd have been low on confidence, or perhaps with respectability, you might have got yourself in hell of a pickle.
Oh yeah, I would. Yeah, but we start walking at the wall, don't you?
Yeah, but in his case, you've got an extra that says no. Double check, will you?
Yeah.
Now, there's a couple of times you brushed people there. One was their fault; they sort of bumped into you.
Yeah.
One was him just trying to squeeze through a gap.
He looked a bit keen. Yeah.
We'll let the handle go.
Good boy.
Now that's fair enough. That happens. Yeah. But if you'd have been your dog and you'd been in training, I'd have said, "Let's do that again."
Yes.
And next time he tries to squeeze you, you just gently tell him no.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then he would have learnt about you that you don't squeeze through.
Yeah, I noticed that. I felt that made me feel slightly insecure. But yeah.
And what we'll do is on the way back to reception, because that's where you're going to head, we'll do exactly the same again.
Yeah.
Just so that you can get an idea, and if he does try and squeeze you, you can just ease back and say no. Don't do it. Because there was a. You looked as if you were torn between, well, I can easily drop my shoulder back, but should I?
Yeah, I did. It's exactly what I thought. Yeah. That's scary. But yeah, you're right. That's exactly what I was doing.
If that had been your first trip with the cane, you'd probably still be out there.
Yeah, I think it's fair to say I would be, yeah.
You know, if you've never had
to find a specific.
Before.
And that's what's making me, it's nerve-wracking, because it is a completely different, you are... There is a lot to trust the dog about, and he doesn't often seem to. And I'm presuming on the law of averages, it's not often that any guide dog will do something without a good reason.
No, I mean, you know,
subject to the experience.
You're going to get mistakes happen. But that'll happen in everything.
Yeah.
Once you've got that sort of past that and say, well, okay, a dog is only a dog.
Yeah.
But these are so good that they're almost beyond anyone's imagination at times.
Yeah, for sure.
In here, I suppose you've been thrown in right at the deep end.
Yeah.
If you'd have been out on the street, and this was your very first walk with him as a training dog for you, I would have only done perhaps 200 or 300 yards on a straight pavement, no obstacles, and a couple of stops.
But you've
been thrown in way into the deep end.
Yeah, but I mean, even so, I still have that feeling that I would want to go at... I would not be in a hurry.
The only
reason I walk quickly with a cane is because I get into so much trouble. So you walk around, and you go from one place to another trying to find what you want. You feel like you're scurrying around a little bit, and that is part of the stress.
Yeah.
So although you talk about the fact that the dog may walk slower with the dog initially and stopping at things, it's a straight route. It's as the crow flies or as near as.
Yeah.
Whereas my thing tends to be that and people could say, oh yeah, but you need to be taught, you know, that if you're in a square, you do it in a certain way.
Yeah.
But I just wouldn't because for me, I walk quickly anyway. I've got things to do. So I do end up going from, and if I have to go one side and get it wrong, come back to the other.
Yeah.
That's the way it works for me with a cane, but it's still the same. It's still a slower process.
Yes, exactly.
As it would be if I was taking a bit slower with a dog initially.
But you get it right in
the first
place.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah,
And I think, you know, there is a discipline involved in working with a dog. There's no doubt about it. Yeah. And it's important there is.
Yeah.
But generally speaking, the fact that they make it a lot quicker going through crowds or solving problems or finding things, it all works out generally a lot quicker with a dog than it does with a cane.
No,
regardless of that in between walking speed, because it's the efficiency that matters. If you've got time, let's do one.
Yeah,
more
we have.
Thing.
We have.
What we're going to do is, and you haven't got a clue where it is.
Okay.
We're going to find the van outside.
Okay.
Now, we could say to him, you know, I know I could say to him, find the van from here, but I don't want to do that because that gives people perhaps the wrong impression.
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
That's something that has developed over my 5
years.
Let's assume he's a training dog. Yeah. Way back to a 2 or 3 year old.
Yeah.
So what we're going to do is stand him up. Yep. Stand up.
Stand up.
Good boy. Good
boy. And we're going to turn around clockwise, but we say to him, back.
Back. Back, Delphi. Good boy.
There you go. So he turned you around.
Okay.
Hey, Tom.
Good boy.
And he's
so
brought you to that little lip down. Yep. Now, this is where you're going to do the next bit on your own.
Okay.
Obviously, you're not going to find Van on your own.
Yeah.
But I want you to make the reception.
Okay.
So if you knew nothing about this, this area, you could still do it with the dog.
Yeah.
Because I would tell you, you're going to go roughly straight ahead through the crowd.
Yeah.
Keeping roughly straight ahead. When you go through some big open double doors, it's going to get cold. But just tell him no. There's a dog sniffing
good
at
boy.
Him, and he doesn't really like that. That's it. I think the dog had a bit of a cold nose.
Oh no.
Excuse me, Paul.
Oh yeah.
It's all right. Hi.
Just to let you know, we've got another
potential bag
of
warning.
Oh. So
okay, I'll be back in about 5 minutes, Jack.
Okay,
so relax your fingers.
Yes, yeah.
So the route then you're going to say, go straight ahead roughly through the crowd.
Okay.
Then when it gets into the cold area,
yeah.
we swing right into reception.
Okay.
We're going to go through reception, and then I'll be with you anyway.
Okay.
But I'm going to go ahead of you to reception.
Yeah.
So give me a count of 20 or 30.
Okay.
Stay
boy.
And this time, remember, good if you do brush someone, just hold him back and tell him no.
Yeah. Okay. Stay. Wait, Delphi. Good boy. Good boy. Good boy. Wait. Good boy. Okay. Forward then, boy. Come on. Forward. Good boy. Stay straight, boy. Straight. Good boy. Good boy. Straight. Straight. Turn right. Good boy. Straight.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
We need to do that
interview. We will do.
Just tell him find left.
Find left. Find left. Good boy. Good boy.
So now we're into the open. His speed will pick up. Come on, son. Wake up.
So there's posts there that I would have probably needed to find in my cane that he's missed. Good boy. Where's the van? Where's the van?
I didn't know where the van was. I think I knew you roughly.
Yeah.
He's taking you to his bit, which is right at the
kennel.
Yeah.
Yeah. Aww.
So let's say you've gone out with the van and he roughly knew the route. Come on, let's find the door.
Good boy.
He turned you round.
Yeah.
I mean, there's an element of him sort of looking to me for a bit of guide.
Yeah, yeah.
It's only because he's...
I mean, we're zigzagging slightly when you move because he's looking for direction from you, isn't he?
So he's sort of looking for direction, but he's also trying to avoid me as an obstacle. So he's hinting to you that he wants you to turn right. There he goes. Look.
Okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, yeah.
Normally, I get out of the van and go for the doors that he's heading for.
Find the doors.
Often to get the barrier up.
Okay.
So he's actually going to the wrong doors.
Okay.
Say no. Find right.
Yeah. Find right.
There he goes.
Good boy. Okay, find the door. Find the door.
And he's looking at you saying, well, what's the fuss? Because it's good for you. And he's like, yeah, let's go and
find
it.
Good boy.
What's the problem? I was going to anyway.
It's all right, you know.
So we're going to ask him to find the seat again.
Okay. Find the seat.
Now, do you remember I said that in technical terms, he's pretty rubbish about finding things? If you just lower the hand on his back, look at his left shoulder, and look at the seat there.
Oh, so he has got really close.
So if you knew it, it'd be perfectly okay. It's just his style. He just wants me to sweat a bit sometimes.
Oh, wow.
So that was
that's
fantastic.
We're done. Thank you.
So that last bit, you've done completely on your own. No direction I helped you.
Yeah.
Good boy. You know, possibly you could still be trying to find your way out of reception at that point, on a bad day.
It's going to feel freaky now going back to my cane. I'm going to feel already a bit.
I think, from my point of view, I think it would be absolutely ideal.
Well, that's in summary great news because I think I can see it myself as well, to be honest. And I don't have any doubt at all. I think I've got the right attitude with the dogs, you know.
I think you have as well. And what you would gain from a dog is enormous. What you give to a dog is enormous as well.
Well, both.
And that is what it's about for us.
Thank you. Thank you very, very much.
Absolutely.
Andrew, nice to speak to you. Let me just stop this. So I'm back. I've just left Andrew. And I'm just going to go now and do some more interviewing, but that was an amazing experience that I will not forget, and it spurred me on to decide what to do next and to go through the process, so that is what I will do. So I hope you enjoyed that. Audio Boo, and yeah, for me it's been an amazing insight. And that was Andrew, very, very warm person, and I think he'll be a friend for life. He's just a really good guy.